Top of the morning, Joe.
Top of the morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. What's going on with you?
Well, I was checking some stats and some things that happened over the weekend from some of our guys. Of course, Mike Minor pitching with Team USA. They are in the Czech Republic right now playing, and Mike over the weekend picked up his third win of the summer with Team USA, 8-2 over the host team from the Czech Republic. He went six innings, gave up two runs, struck out seven, gave up four hits. As I said, 3-0 in Team USA is 18-0 on their journey so far this year. Mike's been interesting. He's gone six innings or so. He beat Cuba a couple of times. One of the stats that keeps jumping up is he's been walking quite a few hitters. He walked five batters in this win against Czech Republic, but he's been able to pitch his way out of them. They even made note of that in the story, the game story from the USA Baseball website. But he's getting great experience, very valuable experience. He's obviously one of their top starters, and a good second year in a row for Mike to pitch for Team USA.
Castro's archenemy, Mike Minor. Joe, it would have been a long summer in Buffalo for Jeremy Sowers had CC Sabathia not gotten traded by the Indians to Milwaukee, and if the Indians had not been so far out of contention. But Jeremy does have a quality start finally in Seattle, getting his first win of the year.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was glad to see that. And I think you're right. I think the cards, the way they were going to be dealt, did change when that trade occurred. I think it opened up the possibility for Jeremy to stay a little bit longer and try to get a little more experience and sort of pitch his way out of this thing. I was really happy to see that performance. I guess that's win number one for him for the season. So, you know, maybe he'll build up a little confidence to get something going here. But it's really been a struggle for him. I know it's been hard on him. He's a very competitive guy. He's very quiet. Doesn't talk a lot, but kind of grinds inside. And you can bet he really has been grinding going through this little streak he's been on.
Joe, as good a golfer as you are, I'm sure you wondered at some point what could you have scored? Could you have broken 100?
Oh, gosh.
At the British Open this weekend. And obviously, Brant Snedeker, after a promising start, his week comes a cropper with a really bad Friday, and he misses the cut.
Yeah, really, that Friday where he really struggled, and you kept hoping he would just find a way to hang in, get to the back nine, those two par fives coming in, you know, maybe take advantage of those and just stay there and be there for the weekend. And it got away from him, and he ended up missing the cut by a shot, I believe. But, I don't think there's any question any of us that play golf had to visualize what it must be like. And I've never had the opportunity yet. Someday I hope to go over and play in those conditions. And I think I had told you guys a couple of weeks ago that our good friend Wes Durham was going over to play in Ireland right after I had seen him in Winston-Salem for some meetings and playing some golf. And he had text messaged me a couple of times after his rounds from Ireland. The first day he told me what he shot and said the wind only blew 45 miles an hour that day. And the next day he sent back, he said, well, shot 225 today, kind of kidding. He said the wind was 65 miles an hour all day long.
Man, so ridiculous.
I can't imagine what that's got to be like.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you guys.